Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Byrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Next star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
And I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
How long have you been a Nats fan for? Since today.
Well, at least you got to give him credit for honesty, right? Nats fans, since 2019, hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is WEEI Late Night, and I am your host with the most, Mark James. That is Mark with a C, James. Coming to you live from Boston, back from my near two-week Florida vacay. Oh, it was good to get some fun in the sun. It was beautiful all over the state of Florida, but it's great to be back home. Back home where I belong, fellow masshole. I said masshole, Nick, so we're all good there. But it's great to be home, obviously staying on top of everything. I did my Saturday show the last couple of weeks with Andy Hart down in Tampa, St. Pete, and then the week before in Miami. So, but now back up here, had to get that last one in. Probably for the year. But everyone's like, oh, why'd you go down? I'm like, why would you not go down there? You know, my family has a place in St. Pete, but I always have to sort of get my Florida in, you know, and Florida, don't get me wrong. It's not all, you know, Disney World and South Beach and, you know, Florida, they say, is a sunny place for shady people. So, you know, normally people who decide to move to Florida, they're running away from something. I don't know what it is, but they're just sort of kind of trying to get away. I'm not. I just went for a little vacay. I need to recharge the batteries, get some relaxation. So the weird thing was like leaving yesterday, 93 degree weather, and getting back last night and it was 50, but I felt more at home with the 50 degree weather because I love the fall in New England. The winters can get a little much at times, but you know, I like sleeping at night where you don't have to open up the windows and you don't have to use air conditioning. So this weather that we have right now, even though now it's actually raining, but it sucks and it's going to suck into tomorrow. But you know what? I love it. I absolutely love it. It's fall weather. It's football weather. It's great to be back with you. So there's so many different places I can start. I can start about Jaylen Brown turning down $80 million for 4 years from the Celtics. So we'll get to that. Michael Bennett being suspended for a week due to a disagreement that he had with his defensive line coach, Brett Bielema, the former head coach at Wisconsin and Arkansas. So I'm going to get to all that. But before I get to anything, I think I'd be remiss, which is something that is a transcendent story that goes well beyond the parameters of the world of sports, is the NBA situation with China. And it all started from a tweet by Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, where he came out and he talked about sticking up for protesters in Hong Kong, who he's just saying he's sticking up for free speech, whether you agree with them or not. And all of a sudden now, the whole thing with the NBA tour through China,
China decide to pull back. They're saying that right now, that if this thing cannot be salvaged, that it could cost the association, the league, up to $4 billion. That's a lot. You know, people have said things and done things that have cost them thousands or millions of dollars, whether it's be locally or nationally. But to cost your league over billions of dollars for something that you said because you wanted to speak your mind. Now, here's the thing. I'm all for freedom of speech. Yes. And I'm not saying Daryl Morey was right, but I'm not saying he's wrong. Does he deserve to voice it? Sure. But there are certain times where you achieve a certain status in life. And Daryl Morey is at that level that he's worked at his entire life to get to. He's the general manager of an NBA team, which is vying to make a run to the NBA Finals with two of the league's brightest superstars in former MVPs, James Harden and Russell Westbrook. So as the general manager of an NBA team, and you have to sort of think these things through, which is one of the things about Twitter, that if you're on Twitter for the right reasons, which is to ascertain pertinent and important information from Adam Schefter, Adrian Wojnarowski, who else are we thinking of here? Oh, Jay Glazer, Ian Rappaport, you know, Buster Olney, Ken Rosenthal, those type of individuals, then you're doing it for the right reasons. But obviously, there's the troll part. But for a guy like Daryl Morey to be in such a prominent position and to tweet something like that, you're stupid. Because it's only going to do more irreparable harm than good. So China, which invests up to about $4 billion worth of business with the NBA, said, oh, okay, you want to support Hong Kong? Well, we won't support you. And then you have Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr getting in the way and giving their thing about the NBA. And Nick, I know I didn't ask you this for the show, but if you can find the Greg Popovich soundbite of when he's asked about it and he completely throws it at the current president of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, and makes it about how wrong America is doing things over the course of the last 3 years, which is the soundbite that everybody's been replaying over and over and over and over and over again. So Greg Popovich decides to take a shot because he knows that, as he's known as a, quote, woke coach, that this is going to be good because his brand as being a, quote, woke coach is something that will play and pander to his audience, meaning the players in the NBA. I mean, let's look at the demographics. I mean, over 87% of the players in the NBA are African-American. So if a coach is being deemed as, quote, woke, well, that means that, you know, Greg Popovich is going to say everything he can to sort of play to that audience. Do we have that? We have the Greg, we got the Popovich audio on that, of him being asked about that, because this starts off what to me ultimately gets out of control this week when LeBron James had to open up his big fat mouth and give his opinion on everything.
Freedom of speech. It felt great again. So he's been a heck of a leader in that respect. Very courageous. And then you compare it to what we've had to live through the last 3 years, big difference, big gap there, leadership-wise and courage-wise. And it wasn't easy for him to say. He said that in an environment fraught with possible economic peril, but he sided with the principles that we all hold dearly, or most of us did, until the last 3 years. So I'm thrilled with what he said. And as I said, the courage and leadership displayed is off the charts by comparison.
Okay, time out. Here we go right there. There we go. Has nothing to do with this country. Nothing. What's going on in China and Hong Kong and this alleged oppression and things has nothing to do with the United States of America. So why bring this country into it when it has nothing to do with it at all? Why? Because you are a complete fraudulent panderer to the masses just to sort of gain some traction, some views, some likes. I mean, this is the same Greg Popovich. You want to talk about leadership or lack thereof for the United States of America? Let's talk about this. Talk about the fact that you took this country into the FIBA World Cup and you didn't place first, second, third, not fourth, not fifth, not sixth, but seventh. Now, I understand you didn't have Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Anthony Davis, but you placed seventh in the FIBA World Cup. So Greg Popovich, with all due respect, and oh, by the way, you're also the reason why Kawhi Leonard is no longer a Spur in San Antonio. So Greg Popovich, if I were you, I would sort of know your role and shut your mouth. If you want to talk about what's going on in China or the issue at hand, fine. But don't bring it around to be political, because I don't give a crap about your political views, nor do I think probably 95% of the population. Just because you can coach a basketball team doesn't mean I have to care about your political views. I don't. And I don't care about Steve Kerr's either. Steve Kerr never opened up about politics. Neither of these. Greg Popovich has been an NBA coach for over two decades, going back to the Bill Clinton administration. Never heard him talk once about Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, until we get to Trump. Never heard him once do it. Yet here we are. So now the king himself, LeBron James, has to go ahead and get on his sanctimonious, self-righteous soapbox and pontificate to the masses when he was asked about the situation in China.
Part of the reporting today was that players in the meeting with Adam were wondering if Daryl would be reprimanded or punished because if a player had said something that cost the league money and got, not you personally maybe, but the players thought that they would be punished. Do you think that Daryl should have been reprimanded for that?
I think that's another situation that should stay behind closed doors. We are to see what happens with any one of our players or with an owner or with a GM at a later date. I think when we all sit back and learn from the situation that happened, understand that what you could tweet or could say, and we all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Oh, okay. So what I'm gathering and discerning from LeBron is this. Go ahead and open up your free speech, except when it's affecting our wallets and our finances. Yeah. I mean, he suggests that Morey was selfish here instead of the Chinese government. He said, quote, Morey wasn't thinking about others by tweeting support for pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. You're only thinking about yourself. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. What? And you talk about Daryl Morey not being educated. Now, when the last election that took place about 3 years ago was won
by President Trump over Hillary. LeBron was asked about the voters in America. And here was exactly what he had to say.
I don't think a lot of people was educated.
Can I hear that again?
I don't think a lot of people was educated.
I don't think a lot of people was educated. I mean, dare I even... Do I need to say anything? I mean, really. You know who's not educated, LeBron? You. You're not educated. The highest form of formal education that you completed, the highest level, was high school. Mount St. Vincent, St. Mary's in Akron, Ohio. So when you want to go out there and say something like this, when Trump was elected,
I don't think a lot of people was educated.
You're not educated, LeBron. You're not. Daryl Morey, I believe, is quite educated on what's going on in China and in Hong Kong with the protesters. Oh, yeah. Oh, he definitely is. Now, regrettably, from his financial standpoint, he tweeted it out, and it could cost the NBA up to $4 billion, which that is definitely an expensive tweet, man. That might be the most expensive tweet you've ever seen. I mean, we've seen, you know, Roseanne Barr lose her job and on her show when it relaunched and all that stuff, but wow. I mean, this tweet, the financial consequences that could stem from this is earth-shattering. It's monumental. But I just find it a little bit incredulous, don't you? How someone like LeBron James is going to come out and say, I don't think Daryl was educated. I don't think a lot of people was educated. LeBron, I think a lot of people could say the same thing about you, that you're not educated. The highest level of education you completed was the 12th grade in Akron, Ohio. And I highly doubt when some kid who was 14 years old, dubbed the king, had a lot of tough teachers and tough classes at Mount St. Vincent, St. Mary's. Now, you can sit here and you can say this, that, and the other. Oh, here you go on some right-wing rant and this, that. It's not right-wing rant. I'm not here, you know, I'm not trying to make the world a better place. That's not my job. My job is to make the radio world a realer place. So what I'm telling you is this. All of a sudden now that the NBA could be getting hit and China's saying, oh, okay, this is how you feel about us? Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to pull back. So it's like have free speech until it kills your finance, until somebody makes you accountable. But it's okay to have free speech just as long as it doesn't cost your association, your place of employment, billions of dollars. But you can have free speech, but you got to be careful because you don't want it hurting us. Well, guess what? You know what? If China does pull billions of dollars from the NBA and it hurts them, let me ask you this. Do any of you people out there, any of you, feel sorry for a bunch of spoiled, self-entitled multi-millionaires losing money? Do you? Do you really? Do any of you care if the NBA salary cap next year isn't as high as it was the last few years? You know, really. It's not really a problem that I can identify with. And I'm sure, speaking for being the unsilent majority of the radio listening audience, I don't think that it's a problem that you can identify with either. Unless you're the 0.001% of society that is living in that kind of tax bracket. And if you are, well, I appreciate you, really appreciate you listening to my show. 617-779-7937. What do you think about this situation? And now LeBron's come out and said he won't answer any more questions about China because he's getting heat from it. Oh, by the way, did you see the pushback?
oh, they are burning his jerseys in Hong Kong. They are protesting openly about LeBron now. He's not used to getting... Now, it's one thing when he took his talents to South Beach with a decision back in 2010 with Jim Gray. It's another thing now that his brand is getting sullied for basically sticking up for China. So here's my thing. If you're in a prominent position and you don't want to cost yourself millions and your place of employment billions of dollars, don't tweet anything. Don't do it at all. Daryl Morey, do I think he'd like to have that one back? Yes, I do. But guess what? The internet is written in ink. It's not written in pencil. So I want to get your thoughts on that. I'm not leaning either way. I'm just telling you how it is. But I will tell you, for a guy like Greg Popovich, who is one of the best coaches in NBA history, who's a five-time NBA world champion, do yourself and everybody else a favor. Shut your freaking pie hole when it comes to bringing up the way other countries decide to do their business when it comes to oppression or not allowing freedom of speech and bringing it around to this country. If you don't like this country where you've made a fortune and winning five world titles and you think you can do it better somewhere else, by all means. I think that passport works both ways, pal. But don't sit here and take shots at this country because you don't like the president of the United States. Because quite frankly, Pop, I don't think anybody gives a crap about how you feel about the president of the United States. And oh, by the way, too, why don't you wake up with something original? Do you know how easy it is to wake up every day and on social media and talk trash about the current leadership in the White House? It's easy to do that. Everybody, turn on your late night shows in an hour. Colbert, Kimmel, you name it. Do it then. I mean, literally, it's not, you're just joining a bandwagon, which is worse than the Washington Nationals right now. I'll get all your phone calls. We'll get into Jaylen Brown, Michael Bennett as well. 617-779-7937, but it is time for trending.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
How do you think the league handled the situation overall?
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not here to judge how the league handled the situation. You know, I just think that, you know, when you're misinformed or you're not educated about something, and I'm just talking about, you know, the tweet itself, you know, you never know the ramifications that can happen. You know, we all seen what that did. Not only did for our league, but for all of us in America, for people in China as well. And sometimes you have to think through things that you say that may cause harm, not only for yourself, but for the majority of people. And I think that's just a prime example of that.
Well, we're always one word away from the end of our job or career, for that matter. And, you know, for Daryl Morey, he better hope it doesn't happen. I mean, he's done a lot of great things for the Rockets in terms of building them as a perennial contender. But the one thing that this has opened up, it's opened up a Pandora's box. So we talk about it. So Daryl Morey was trying to stick up for the people who are being oppressed. So someone like Colin Kaepernick should be sticking up for the Hong Kong protesters because he hates oppression, right? He hates it. So he should be the one siding with the Hong Kong protesters. And LeBron had to come out and go with the, he wasn't educated on this. No, he was quite educated. He actually made a pretty calculated, methodical decision to tweet that out. I want to get your thoughts on that. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on LeBron James, Daryl Morey, Greg Popovich, who had to bring up the United States of America when he's asked about this situation on how bad it is here. Oh, and by the way, Greg, it wasn't patently transparent at all how you sat there and gave some sort of verbal, well, I'll be nice here, even though it's late at night. You know, let's just say some verbal compliment. I'll leave it at that to the commissioner of the NBA while you bash the president of the United States. Gee, yeah, that wasn't at all. Nobody could see through that one, Popovich. I mean, my God, dude, seriously. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mike in North Providence. Hey, Mikey, what do you say?
Well, Mark, I have Greg Popovich has my full support. He is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy. He is a patriot. He's standing up for core American values. In particular, these particular set, you can find in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. You might want to read that because listening to you speak, it doesn't sound like you can remember anything about it, right?
Okay, so wait.
Understand what Hong Kong is?
Okay, no. Hold on, Mike.
Hong Kong is a democracy that's being gradually eroded and taken over by a totalitarian state.
Right.
And these guys feel that they can go and censor our speech.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No.
In their country.
So why does he have to bring it around to way this country's been run under President Trump since January of 2017? Why does he have to bring it up to that?
Considering just this thing in the past week that our grand president just went and threw the Kurds under the bus. In an unbelievably callous and the sort of move that in. Historians are going to look back upon and say, potentially, that's where, the American world order ended right there, where our leadership of the world ended, because we sold out an ally for no reason other than maybe that Vladimir Putin wanted us to. And meanwhile, Silver is making a principled stand against the Chinese government, who's trying to pressure him to go and censor Americans that work for him.
And Adam Silver in this whole situation is the only one in the right to me. He's the one in the right. He's doing the right thing.
He's doing exactly the right thing.
That's right.
What the Chinese are trying to do is
they're trying to censor free speech in America, and they're threatening their billions of dollars to do it with.
I mean, I want to give you an idea of how bad it is in China right now. They're harvesting organs off of political detainees. That is how evil the system that is over there is right now. And then they want to shut everybody's mouth, and you're supposed to just say, oh, you're going to keep the money. Well, hey, I have an idea for LeBron James. If he's worried about losing $4 billion from China, how about alienating American patriots who are going to say, oh, you're going to go along with this?
Well, you're misconstruing. That's my whole point. That's my point on this situation is about LeBron. LeBron doesn't care about those people. He cares about his money.
That's exactly it. He's looking at his revenue stream. I'm going to say, you know what? You're making a whole lot more money over here. And maybe he should, you know what? I think he should take his talents to a library and start learning about world history.
Yes. Very well said, Mike. We're on the same page. That's it. That's all I'm saying. It's like LeBron James in this situation, when you're talking about people not being educated, yeah, LeBron, you're the one who's not formally educated above 12th grade. It's you. So don't point the finger. You know, that glass house, bro's got, might have brand new windows, but, and they might be huge windows, but they're still windows, meaning people can throw rocks and stones at them and they will break. You might be living in the biggest glass house in the world, but it's still a glass house, dude. Bill in Plymouth, you're up next. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Mark, I'm listening to you and I got to tell you, there's an old expression that there's a lot more horses' asses in the world than horses. And I think you embody it. You want things both ways. You know, LeBron gets asked a question. And by the way, I voted for Trump. So let me preface that. LeBron gets asked a question. He gives an answer. The fact that he only went to 12th grade means nothing.
Here's the thing. Oh, no.
It means knowledgeable. Bill Gates, by the way, never finished college. Bill Gates' formal education ended in high school. And the guy.
Fair enough. The reason why I called out LeBron for having a high school education is because he said this about the American voting public when they voted for Trump
I think a lot of people was educated.
He said that. So he's ragging on everybody you who voted for Trump, Bill.
But Mark, when he says educated, he means knowledgeable. He's entitled to his opinion. your last caller was absolutely right. You guys in the media want it both ways. They ask Popovich a question. If Popovich says, hey, I don't want to talk about that, the media would come down on him all over the place and say, oh, well, that's his, you know, that's his responsibility. And, you know, he needs to talk about and answer the question and so forth. He did. He answered the question, and he had a platform upon which to express his view on Trump. And you know what? That's what it's all about, to have the freedom to say what you say. And that's, you know, that's what our country is built on. And
oh, he also said
to comment on that in Hong Kong, I think, is very relevant.
Well, he also had to say that Daryl Morey wasn't educated, meaning on this subject. I don't know, but he said that as well. Terrible Tom in Boston's up next. What's up, Tom?
Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Tom.
I just wanted to give people a little knowledge on China. China is the biggest fascist country in the world. Much like Nazi Germany, Nazi Germany tried to take over the world militarily. Now, China is trying to take over the world financially first. And if they can't do that, they will do it militarily in the mid-220s, I'm telling you. China is a big bad player in this whole thing. And can I say one more thing when he left? We were over here to help the Kurds beat ISIS, and we beat ISIS. That's all I have to say, Mike.
All right, Tom. So, you know, I don't want this to get all political, but it gets a little political. And you may, and I understand. And but the reason why this becomes such a big deal is because you've never seen. This isn't just like losing a Fortune 500 sponsor, such as AT&T or DirecTV or whatever. This is losing the entire country of China, $4 billion that they invest in the NBA in a year-in, year-out basis, which is divvied up amongst all 30 NBA teams, which go towards paying the salaries of NBA players. So all of a sudden, it becomes a problem when something like this occurs. And I completely am well-read and well-researched on everything that's gone on here. My thing is that I don't come out and say something to the extent of what LeBron said after Trump was elected. Time and time again.
I don't think a lot of people was educated.
I'm not insulting the intelligence of the American public who voted a way that maybe I liked or didn't like. I mean, that's just erroneous on every level. You don't think a lot of people was educated? First of all, it's grammatically incorrect, number one. Let's just start right there. But more than that, that's just stupid. Just because the candidate that you didn't want won the election, don't say that people in America were not educated when it came to voting. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So we'll continue to chime in on that. 617-779-7937. But I will tell you, if the NBA players, if China does pull their empire of money in the neighborhood of $4 billion and hit the NBA where it hurts, you're not going to get any sympathy from the public here in America. You won't. Because hard-working Americans who cannot afford to go to a single Celtics game for a family of four and to pay for parking and to pay for a couple hot dogs and sodas and a beer and maybe a hat for Johnny and Susie, you're not going to get any sympathy from the American public when it comes to multimillionaires losing money. Okay. Oh, you didn't get $38.5 million this year? You only got $35 million? Oh, boo freaking who. They cannot understand. I can't understand what that's like. But the NBA is in a very dicey situation because that China money is some serious scratch. So you better do one thing. Adam Silver, do you want to keep your cred?
You want to stick by and say that the NBA, whether we agree or disagree, is predicated on freedom of speech? Or you want to get on the first flight to China and basically beg for mercy for them to continue to support your product and give you and your association $4 billion a year? 617-779-7937. More with your phone calls.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I plan on being here, being the captain of this team, and trying to figure out a way how we can win a championship. That's my main goal right now. I feel like I talked about it yesterday. I tweeted out a couple of responses to people not understanding, you know, my knowledge of what it came from my brain and for me learning from the situation. I'm talking about it now, and I won't talk about it again.
All right, so the best thing, the smartest thing LeBron said all year. I agree with that. Don't talk about it again, because when you open your mouth about it, it sounds like that you didn't do your homework or research on the situation. And don't insult the intelligence of the American voting public by saying, quote, they wasn't educated after the election 3 years ago because the candidate that you endorsed, Hillary. Here's the thing. I'll be in agreement that maybe the election 3 years ago were the two worst candidates in my lifetime. I have no problem admitting that. So that's fine. But do you really think that Hillary was going to be better than Donald Trump? Better? That was your going to save the world? That was her? Was Hillary all right? Yeah. Benghazi? Yeah. Yeah. She was going to save the world, huh? Oy vey. 617-779-7937. We'll go to the phones on this and continue to take your phone calls. I'm going to have some thoughts coming up beginning of next hour on Jaylen Brown, him turning down the Celtics, why he did it, Michael Bennett being suspended for a game. There's a lot of issues going on there with Michael Bennett. And to me, when a team is undefeated in 6-0 and they're having trouble with somebody who's unhappy, that is the bigger issue. And I'll get to that coming up as well. 617-779-7937. Nick and Chickabee. He's up next. What's up, Nick?
So I was just wondering about the NBA thing, right? So when I called, it was like nobody has said anything about like China as a country as a whole stands to lose just as much money in revenue as the NBA does because of their partnership. How does nobody see that? Like, it's all business and politics do tie into it. Just sure. So you know, Mark.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Absolutely, Nick. Well said. Very well said. Yeah. But I mean, I think China's prepared to lose that money. They are sort of playing poker here, and they're calling the NBA's bluff. Will the NBA...
You're right.
Will the NBA in turn then double down on China and call their bluff is the question.
Well, only time will tell, but you know what? It's basically like a poker game. It's call your bluff or see what it is. But both the state of China, not Hong Kong or whatever, but and honestly, my opinion, where I stand, I voted for Trump. I believe in other things, I stand in no right or left or middle. I believe what is best for this country and the people of this country. But when it comes to China and Hong Kong, you know what? What's best for the people of that state, I believe in that too. And that I stand that me as an American. And
got it, Nick. Appreciate the phone call. 617-779-7937. It's something. Here's the issue I had the most with Popovich. Yes, I know Popovich served for this company, for this country. It is what it is. All I know is this: that
when you are asked about something that has nothing to do with the United States of America, and then you bring it back to America when some other country is doing something wrong, and then you use that as a platform to insult this country and the leadership or what you deem as the lack thereof, that's something that bothers me. And it's like, if you hate it here so bad, where you've made a extremely handsome living and lived a life that 99% of the population couldn't possibly comprehend, okay, you don't like who's in office. Fair enough. Take a number. You're not the only one. You know, you're not the only one. So there's that. Okay. So that's the only issue I had with Popovich, that he continues to just go, you know, and it comes off a little disingenuous because it's like he's just doing it to pander. And I can't stand that at the end of the day. 617-779-7937. I will be here with you for the next 2 hours until 1 a.m. So you midnight crazies, all you truckers and people, you insomniacs, I'm calling you out and I want to hear from you. Next hour, we'll get into local things. The Patriots are 6-0, but I'll say it. I said it before. I'll say it again. Yes, they are the only, well, one of two only undefeated teams in the NFL. They have the best record in the NFL. I still don't know if they're the best team, and I'll tell you why. Also, Michael Bennett. Is this a situation where the Patriots are just going to cut bait? And should they get rid of Michael Bennett? 617-779-7937. Mark with AC James here with you. Coming back top of the hour. And we'll get to Jaylen Brown right here on WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.